92.3, informative, local, dependable. And every Tuesday after a Monday City Council meeting, we talk to Sam Abel. She's the city manager for City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Well, it wasn't the big thing on the agenda last night, but it was a big conversation y'all been having. We've been talking about dogs for a horrible incident that took place in Escambia County, but dogs as nuisance, dogs' role at the Shoreline Park and the dog park and all of that has become a big topic, right?
It has. It definitely has. At our last advisory park board meeting just 2 weeks ago, we had residents attend and voice their frustration and their concerns with the prevalence of dog owners who are just not abiding by the signage and the need for just stricter code enforcement. So it's an issue that we haven't seen in the past, and we're having several meetings this week about what we're going to do to increase awareness and have to just ramp up patrolling of our parks. The council, in discussing the feedback from the advisory park board, did approve what I think is one kind of potentially cool solution, Andrew, and that is at Shoreline Park South, we have a small segment of a boardwalk that runs along the drive as you're coming into the parking lot area with the boat ramp. The council conceptually discussed lengthening that boardwalk so that it runs along the boundary of the parking lot and drops you into the waterfront dog park. That way the dogs would be delineated. It would be in a fenced in area. They would not be zigzagging in and out between boat trailers. What we have right now is Shoreline Park South, which has always been a popular spot for toddlers because it's so shallow.
Yeah.
It is, you know, for all intents and purposes, it has become one large dog park. In spite of the signage that prohibits that use. And so we've had some close calls recently, and that's what the advisory park board heard.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure, you know, the kids with toddlers are annoyed and frustrated about the safety for their kids, but also the dog owners have probably come to assume that the park is sort of theirs to use, and that's really not the place. What is it like on the, like, trails and stuff there? Do you have problems with dogs off leashes there?
Yes, we do. So after the attendance at the advisory park board meeting from our residents, you know, we've started walking out during the day. And what we see is that on the trails where we've always allowed dogs, we're certainly a dog-friendly community, but there is a prevalence, even a common occurrence, of owners walking with their dogs unleashed. So they'll actually have the leash in their hand. I'll tell you, Andrew, just Saturday, I walked with my Boston Terrier on a leash, and the first two groups that I encountered were owners with their dogs unleashed. The problem with that is it's a meandering trail, so your dog doesn't see that dog coming until, you know, that dog gets curious and runs towards you. Yesterday, I was actually taking a business call and outside in the beautiful outdoors the way I am right now, Andrew, and I saw two different dog owners close our ball fields off, use our ball fields as parks, throwing the ball to their dog, watched one dog defecate. And as I called our parks to have somebody come out and talk with them, I had an owner walk right by with their dog unleashed. And obviously our parks, you know, are always very, you know, popular with kids of all ages. And so this is something that we've not seen before, where we see so many dogs unleashed and intermingling, you know, with our recreation areas and our kids trying to play. So it's interesting. We spoke yesterday. We've not seen this in the past. We don't know if it's a post-COVID, you know, kind of thing. But we're definitely going to have to make sure we're delineating those dog-friendly park areas from those where we need to make sure our kids stay safe.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a lot, and especially like you say. I mean, there are rules, and dog owners are supposed to obey them. And, you know, look, I have dogs. I love dogs, but you can't just do whatever you feel like doing. That's the reason we have these rules in the first place. Sam, you had one other thing on the agenda last night I wanted to ask you about, so hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
Bad accident. We're hearing car versus motorcycle at New Warrington and Jackson Street in West Pensacola. So caution there, and it is backed up on New Warrington all the way back It looks like to the turn off to Fairfield. So caution wherever you are, certainly. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre is closed just south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Impact fees are going up, I think it's about 47%, from $4,300 to $6,300. Why going up? Why so much?
Yeah, so let's talk about what impact fees are and what they are not. So an impact fee is the cost to provide future capacity, typically on a builder, but where there's not a current cap. So without an impact fee, then your current customers are having to pay the full cost of new growth. And obviously that is disproportionate, right? They're already paying their monthly rate. It isn't fair for them to also pay the freight for, you know, new infrastructure and, you know, the pipes and capacity to treat the water for that new growth. That needs to be paid proportionately by those new builders. So that's what the impact fee is. The law requires that it be mathematical, that it be a calculation. What is the future capacity need and what is the cost to provide that capacity? As we all know, City of Gulf Breeze must expand its treatment plant because our service area encompasses a large part of South Santa Rosa County outside of our city limits. It's the eighth fastest growing county and one of the fastest growing states in the country. And as we're looking at the cost of that capacity, it has increased enormously. So we had a fully funded treatment plant at $28 million in 2019. We had fully funded that plan by scheduling the expansion of that plant with the retirement of other debt, obtaining grants and the like. And then COVID, of course, happened. Our bridge was closed for 9 months. So we expected that $28 million plant to increase to $34 million. We bid out that project, and the cost came back at $58
million. Good Lord.
Well, yeah. So, Andrew, unfortunately, because we had obtained grants, the cost of that future capacity had actually gone down. So in 2019, we reduced our impact fee actually from about $5,400 to $4,300. So we
saw
reduction.
Sam, that is what you get for cutting taxes, okay?
That's right.
You should have known.
We all had a crystal ball, right?
That is a, wow, $58 million. Man, and you're, I mean, I can understand why. We've all seen the prices of those things. Okay, so this is really just a, hey, it's all the math, and this is the cost of things, and, you know, welcome to Gulf Breeze. If you want to live here.
And understand, that's right, Andrew, and understand this, the impact fee is not going to pay that full cost.
Right.
But another thing that the council did last night is they reauthorized the rebidding. And so we're going to drill down once more, see if we can get, you know, a better cost on our treatment plant after the council approves the impact fee. Last night was a discussion. It'll need to come back as an ordinance. But then the council will also be looking at other opportunities for, you know, funding and a rate adjustment in order for us to provide that treatment plant that we will have to provide.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to, again, you know, final passage on that. And also, hopefully, we can get some better bids out on that water reclamation facility after you guys rejected the bids and put out for new bids last night. Sam Abel, she is our city manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for the work you do. Thanks for taking some time to explain it to us. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.